Gotta be jelly, because jam don't shake like that. Cruise and WGCM.
GTO, you're really looking fine. Three deuces and a four-speed and a 389. Listen to her tacking up now. Listen to her whine. Yi, yi. Come on and turn it on, wind it up, blow it out. See her on a road course or a corner mile. This little modified Peloton has got plenty of style. She beats the gassers and the rail jobs. Really drives them wild. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on and turn it on, wind it up, blow it out, GTO. Yeah.
save all my money and buy a TV. Get a helmet and a roll bar, and I'll be ready to go. Take it out to Pomona.
Well, if this music's making your windows fog up, we'll give you a break to wipe them down. Back with more cruising music on Cruising WGCM right after this.
If you're a contractor or just looking for building materials, make a stop in to see Chris and his team at Advanced Building Products on Reichold Redwall, vinyl or hardy siding. Advanced Building Products can help you. They offer delivery on all products with a very fast turnaround and also have boom capabilities for contracting partners. And be sure to ask about their roof hub app for online ordering. You can visit srsdistribution.com or see them in Gulfport, a mile south of I-10 off of Cowan-Lorain Road. Advanced Building Products. Call 228-687-9990.
For the jobs that need to be done, do them yourself with Milner Rental Center on Bass Road in Gulfport. Everything you need, no matter what the task, from mini excavators to jackhammers, air compressors to saws of all kinds. Milner Rental has lawn and garden equipment, small contractor equipment, and specialty power tools. Save time and money. Come to Milner Rental Center on Bass Road in Gulfport, also on Dito Road in Orange Grove. Online at MilnerRental.com.
Here's your forecast from the Mississippi Power Weather Center. Partly sunny the rest of the afternoon, but we do have that 30% chance of an isolated shower. Clear by tonight, the overnight low 73. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 89. 30% with the rain on Friday. High then, 88.
Thanks for cruising along with us. We are cruising WGCM.
Meet me at midnight, Mary. Same place we always go. Meet me at midnight, Mary, and don't let anyone know. Don't let anyone know. Your daddy says I'm a bad boy, and you've no future with me. So we can only get together by meeting secretly. Meet me at midnight, Mary, same place we always go. Meet me at midnight, Mary, and don't let anyone know. Don't let anyone know.
Just got a job on the work is hard and long, but I'm gonna build us a future and show your daddy he's wrong.
Meet me at midnight, Mary, same place we always go. Meet me at midnight, Mary, and don't let anyone know. Don't let anyone know.
Soon as I have some money, home and everything, we won't have to keep it a secret that you've got my wedding ring. Meet me at midnight,
Mary, same place we always go.
Meet me at midnight,
Mary.
Don't let anyone know.
More Boss Tunes to cruise by on Cruisin' WGCM.
In the studio part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me it ain't no use in trying. My little girl, you're so young and free, and one thing I know is true, you're gonna die before your time is due. See my daddy in bed dying, see his hair turning gray, he's been working and saving his life away. I know as he's been working, yeah, every day, saving his life away. He's been working, baby, he's been a working.
Out of this place, if it's the last thing we ever do, we gotta get out of this place.
Girl, there's a better life for me and you. Little girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. Yes, you will.
See my daddy in bed at night, see his hair been turning gray, he's been working and saving his life away. Yes, I know.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Biloxi Shucker season continues to roll on all season long at WGCM.
Hardy, the right-hander, sets. It is 1-2 pitch. Inside edge, called third strike, and the Shuckers have thrown a combined no-hitter.
Across the Magnolia State,
the set at the 2-2, and Dillard hammers this deep to right field. It is out of here in a hurry, and the first home run at Double-A for Thomas Dillard gives the Shuckers the lead in the bottom of the sixth.
This is the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is presented by Coca-Cola, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. Welcome to the Shuckers pregame show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
From Blue Wahoos Stadium, it's a rematch from opening night between the Pensacola Blue Wahoos and the Biloxi Shuckers, as Yuri Perez and Justin Bullock battle it out for round two. Welcome inside the Shuckers pregame show. Thomas and Zarella will be joined by Gary Green momentarily. Yes, it's a rematch from opening day when the Shuckers defeated the Blue Wahoos 13-11 in 11 innings, and the Shuckers would end up winning that series and sweeping the Blue Wahoos. So Yuri Perez looking for revenge here on this Shuckers lineup, but the Blue Wahoos did get some revenge yesterday, defeating the Shuckers in extra innings. 10 innings the game would go. Pensacola 5, Shuckers 4. It was a RBI single by Griffin Conine, and then Ray Patrick did a sacrifice fly into left center field that would win the contest after Tristan Lutz had put his team in position to be in position on the top of the 10th inning. An RBI single finish with three RBIs in the contest as well. Cam Devaney, two hits. Jackson Reitz also reaching base three times like Cam did with two hits. So it was that bottom tier of the order doing some damage in a heavy last night. And unfortunately come up short after they led for a majority of the contest until the eighth inning. A Paul McIntosh solo home run to dead center field and even the game. And forced 10 innings. Lutz RBI single put him up, but then they would fall in the bottom half of that inning. So the Shuckers looking to bounce back here tonight. Blue Wahoos snapped their four-game losing skid, and the Shuckers' four-game winning streak was snapped as well last night. But again, revenge here today on a Wednesday night from Blue Wahoo Stadium. We'll get to the rest of the lineups next year on the Shuckers pregame show on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
And Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Welcome back to Shuckers pregame show in Pensacola, Florida. Game 2 of this 6-game series between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. It's time now to give you the starting nine for both sides. We'll start off with the visitors tonight, and it being the Shuckers. Some movement in the starting nine as well. We'll rattle off for you here. Center fielder Sal Frelick, Brewers' number one prospect, leads things off, batting first. The DH, Noah Campbell, switch hitting outfielder out of South Carolina, who we saw late yesterday as a pinch hitter. Now getting the start here today, was just activated off the 7-day IL this past weekend. Jackson Reitz back in left field, saw him play the position in the series in Mississippi. He bats third. Thomas Dillard, switch hitting for his baseman, bats cleanup. Right fielder is Tristan Lutz tonight, batting fifth. Cam Devaney, the shortstop, right behind him, batting sixth. Brent Diaz, he'll be doing the catching, slated in the seventh spot. Switch hitting third baseman, Jason Koka, bats eighth. And the second baseman, Gabe Poole, rounds out the starting nine as he bats ninth. Justin Bullock, the right-handed pitcher, no record on the season, 8.38 ERA, gets a start and he lasted just two innings. And the first start on opening night back on April 8th. But he has looked better as of late. Go back to his last start, went 2 2/3, gave up two runs. But the previous two, five innings, two runs combined. So those are the numbers you want to see. Now for the home team tonight, Pensacola 21-20 overall record, back over 500. Shucker is back to 500. They are 22-22. The DH Jose Devers bats first, followed by the catcher who hit the game tying home run yesterday in the eighth inning, Paul McIntosh. That was his fifth of the season, three of them against the Shuckers. Troy Johnson, the first baseman out of Gonzaga, bats third. Griffin Conine, left fielder, fall behind him, batting cleanup. Second baseman Ray Patrick Ditter bats fifth. Victor Mesa, the center fielder, in the sixth spot. Kobe Fletcher Vance, the third baseman tonight. He bats seventh. Luis Seviles Jr., who played third yesterday, now the shortstop and former Shucker, bats eighth. And J.D. Orr, the left-handed hitting outfielder, playing right field, rounds out the starting nine, batting ninth. They will send the number one prospect, according to Baseball America, in Yuri Perez to the mound today. Yuri 2-1 with a 3.71 earned run average, had a career-high 12 strikeouts back at MGM Park when the Shuckers last saw him. This is the third time they're seeing him this season, so hopefully third time is the charm for this Shuckers offense. When we return on the Shuckers pregame show, we'll get a look around the Southern League and the Brewers scoreboard and our picks to click next year on the Shuckers pregame show on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly takes...
Next with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Welcome back to Blue Wahoo Stadium. Shuckers squaring off against Pensacola Blue Wahoos. We'll get you our picks to click quickly. Join now with Garrett Green. Garrett, who is your pick to click tonight?
All right, this evening I am going to go with Thomas Dillard right there in the cleanup spot for the Biloxi Shuckers. He sparked the rally last night in the second inning, and then he was instrumental in them scoring a run in the 10th. Give me Thomas Dillard.
I like it. I'm going to go to the 9-0 hitter. Second baseman Gabe Holt, he's a contact hitter. Perez, fastball mid-upper 90s. Type of guy you want. Short, quick swing. I'm going Gabe Holt tonight.
Good pick tonight.
Well, we'll see if both those guys do click as they'll face the number one prospect, Yuri Perez. First pitch from him on the other side. First, the national anthem. We'll see you on the other side of the Shuckers pregame show on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Double play! A double play!
Play ball!
Best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
Let's go! Woo! Batter up!
Play ball!
Play ball!
It's time for the future Brewers stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Biloxi Shuckers, Garrett Green.
From Blue Wahoo Stadium in Pensacola, Florida, it's game number two in a six-game set between the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. A very pleasant good evening, everybody. Welcome to the middle of the week. Alongside Thomas Zinzarella, Garrett Green with you here. Shuckers come into tonight an even 500, 22-22 on the season. They come in a half game back at Pensacola, who is 21-20 on the Southern League campaign. One more time, here is the starting lineup for the Shuckers tonight. Leading off is the center fielder, Sal Frelick. Noah Campbell, the designated hitter, follows him. And Jackson Reitz is in left. He'll bat third tonight. Thomas Dillard is the first baseman in the cleanup spot. Tristan Lantown in white. Cam Devaney, the shortstop. Brent Diaz does the catching. He's in the seventh spot tonight. The third baseman, Jason Koca, in the eight hole. And rounding it all out and batting ninth is the second baseman, Gabe Holt. They go opposite the right-hander, Yuri Perez, 2-1 this year with a 3.71 ERA. And the Biloxi Shuckers are led by sixth-year manager Mike Guerrero. Shuckers are in their royal blue jersey tops tonight. White names and numbers on the back of those blue tops. They have on the gray pants this evening, and they wear the black caps with the white B for Biloxi and the oyster peeking out at the bottom. Right-hander Yuri Perez rocks and fires the first one to Sal Frelick, and it is upstairs for a ball. We're off and running at 6:36 p.m. Central Time here in Blue Wahoo Stadium. The set and the 1-0. And Frelick hits this in the air. Backing up on it, the second baseman, Ditter, now in a few steps, waiting, and makes the grab for the out. So a towering pop fly from Sal Frelick on a 97-mile-an-hour fastball from Yuri Perez, but he is the first out.
Well, here is Sal, the Blue Wahoos lined up behind Yuri tonight. Start on the outfield left to right. Griffin Conine, Victor Mesa, and J.D. Orr. Round in the infield, Kobe Fletcher, Vance at third. Luis Avilas Jr., Ray Patrick, Ditter are up the middle.
As the first pitch swung on a missed.
Troy Johnson at first, and Paul McIntosh back behind home plate. He's doing the catching.
So one gone and strike one to the switch hitting Noah Campbell from the left side. The next offer is Anthony's 98-mile-an-hour fastball for his strike. It's quickly 0-2. Jerseys that have a blue stripe down the middle with white Pensacola in the middle. 0-2. Fastball outside at 98 miles an hour. It's 1-2 to Campbell. White pants on and the navy caps with the bright pink bills for the Wahoos tonight. 1-2 to Campbell. Right-hander Perez from the first base side of the rubber, hands over the head as he rocks home. And the 1-2 is swung on and missed. Campbell couldn't catch up to a 98-mile-an-hour fastball right over the outside part of the plate. There's two going for Jackson Reeds. Yuri Perez, the 6'8", 220-pound right-hander, 19 years old. 19 years old and about a month and a half into his 19th year on the earth. And he is a dominating right-handed pitcher who has shown what he has to display against the Shuckers a couple of times this year. Pumps in a fastball for a strike to Reitz at 98. It is 0-1. Last time that he faced Biloxi was at MGM Park back on April 29th, the 0-1. And Reitz watches a fastball miss low and outside. Now one ball and one strike to Jackson. With the bases empty and two gone here in the top of the first inning in a scoreless game. Perez, the right-hander, longer stare in. And now his 1-1 offer. And a slider is low. So the first off-speed pitch we've seen out of Perez on the count 2-1. Perez in that outing against the Shuckers, just five innings of work, but he allowed just one hit and struck out 12. 2-1, and Reitz is just able to cue a piece of this off the end of the bat. And the count draws even at 2-2 to Reitz. 12 strikeouts, a career high for Yuri Perez. Continued that form into the month of May. He made three appearances, went 1-0 in the month, and allowed just four runs. As the next offer fastball misses, and so the count has now run full to Jackson Reitz. Perez peering over the glove. And the lanky righty, the 3-2. And Reitz hits this high in the air. Left field, Conine tracks at the wall. Not gonna matter, gone. Run Jackson Reitz, his 11th of the season. He turned and burned on a 98-mile-an-hour fastball. And the Shuckers have a 1-0 lead here in the first.
I'll give credit to Jackson Reitz. Patient at bat. Works it all the way to full and forces Perez's hand to throw him a fastball. And when you're throwing 98, you can get the barrel to it. It's going to go a long way. And that sure did.
Once he got contact, he kind of felt like it was going to go. Now Dillard tries to check his swing, but swords his way through the zone for a strike. It is 0-1. So the Shuckers have already scored more runs off Perez than they did his last time out. As the fastball is inside. And the count is one ball and one strike to Dillard. By the way, that's also the first run that Perez has allowed since a start he made back on May 13th against Rocket City here in this park. 1-1. And a rip and a miss by Dillard. 97-mile-an-hour fastball on the outer edge. And the count is 1-2. Shuckers leading 1-0 on the home run by Jackson Reitz. The set and the 1-2 pitch. And Dillard hits this one high in the air but should be playable out in left center field. Mesa in front of Conine. It's underneath it with a slight crouch, hauls it in for the out. But the Shuckers strike first on the solo homer by Jackson Reitz, his 11th of the year. And as we go to the bottom of the first inning, it's Biloxi 1 and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos coming to bat on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you. Presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Nothing Shuckers as we head to the bottom of the first inning. Here's the starting lineup for Pensacola tonight. Leading off, the designated hitter, Jose Devers. Paul McIntosh, the catcher, bats second. And in the three spot is the first baseman, Troy Johnston. The left fielder, Griffin Conine, is the cleanup man. Last night's hero, Ray Patrick Ditter, is at second. Victor Mesa in center. Kobe Fletcher Vance at third. Luis Aviles Jr. batting eighth is the shortstop. And J.D. Orr, the right fielder, rounds it all out for the Wahoos. Right-hander Justin Bullock on the mound for the Shuckers tonight. His first offer, a bunt showed, pulled back and taken on the inner edge by Devers for a strike. It is 0-1. The Shuckers out to a 1-0 lead thanks to the two-out solo home run by Jackson Reitz. As the right-hander Bullock kicks home the 0-1. That is slashed down the line foul. And the count is no balls and two strikes to Devers. Bullock, no record this year, an 8.38 earned run average. Fifth appearance of the year for the right-hander, who was the opening day starter for Biloxi. The set and the 0-2. And a swing and a miss. He struck him out. Climbed the ladder with a 90-mile-an-hour fastball, and that is exactly how you want to start your outing if you're Justin Bullock.
Oh, really, for him this year, he's done well in the first inning. It's about getting through the next few.
So a strikeout of Devers, and now it's the right-handed hitting catcher, Paul McIntosh. On the way. And a curveball down low. Ball one to McIntosh. Calling the balls and strikes tonight is Ben Fernandez. Tom O'Neill is at first. And Nate Starr is a replacement umpire who's over at third base this evening. 1-0. Another curveball, and McIntosh just barely touches it foul. Look out 1-1 to the catcher for the Blue Wahoos. The scouting report on the right-hander Bullock. Fastball, changeup, slider, and a curveball. Four-pitch pitcher. Set and the 1-1 is inside with a heater. Count two balls and a strike to the catcher McIntosh. Bullock, 6'1", 204 pounds, 23-year-old. He's a 16th round pick by the Brewers in 2017. 2-1, and a slider is fouled back. And so the count runs even at 2-2 to McIntosh. Bullock now spotting a little bit of a mustache. Starting to show some semblance of a beard on his face as well. Right-hander brings home the 2-2. And a changeup is downstairs, and the count has run full to the catcher McIntosh. Facial hair and baseball just seem to go hand in hand. There's Robbie Hitt had the most extreme facial hair change earlier in the year. As Bullock, the 3-2. Curveball, and just underneath him, McIntosh fouls it back, so the count will stay full with the catcher for the Wahoos. This Robbie came into the season with that big red beard, extended well out from his face. He had that one bad outing in Birmingham. He showed up the next day to the ballpark, all gone except for the mustache. Set down the 3-2, and a fastball is low. Diaz trying to frame it, but that's ball four. So McIntosh with the one-out walk, and it brings up the left-handed hitting Troy Johnston.
I'm just going to say, as long as you don't play for the New York Yankees, then you have it.
Now that is true. Apparently just the mustache, though.
Yeah.
Who is it that is signed with them that it's just spotting the mustache that people can't believe? I'm trying to put my finger on it.
Oh, come.
Here's the set of the offer to Johnston. And the fastball is right in there for his strike. It is 0-1.
Here's how the Shuckers line up defensively. Jackson Reitz in the outfield and left. South Philly in center. Letts in right. Around the diamond, Coca at third. Devaney Holt up the middle. Dillard at first. Diaz doing the catching.
Oh, one is a fastball inside to Johnston. The count is one ball and one strike to the first baseman. 1-0 in favor of Biloxi here in the bottom of the first inning. Thanks to a solo home run by the left fielder, Jackson Reitz. Set and the 1-1. That is low. Count two balls and a strike to the first baseman, Johnston. Johnston came into this series on a hot streak. He had hit safely in 12 out of 13 games. He had his 12-game hitting streak snap in the Sunday finale against Mississippi. All he did was bounce back with three hits in the ballgame last night. A couple of singles and a triple. 2-1 is high and outside. That came out of the hand wrong for Bullock, and it's 3-1 now to Johnston. Johnston was hitting .214 back on May 8th. He's now raised his batting average to .275 for the course of the season. Sent by Bullock, the 3-1. And Johnson ropes this into right field, a base hit. McIntosh hits second base, a little bit of a hesitation by Lutz. Here's the throw, and it's not in time. And McIntosh goes first to third on the single by Johnston. Ball died just a little bit when it hit the turf out in right field. Lutz charged on, and then it wasn't an error by Lutz, but there was just a second for him to get it between his glove and his throwing hand. McIntosh, who had stutter-stepped around second, moves on to third. So men on the edges with only one gone, and now Griffin Conine to bat. Dangerous left-handed hitting left fielder. Set on the first offer. And a fastball around the belt, but it misses for a ball, 1-0. Well, Conine and Bullock has been a matchup that has gone decidedly Griffin Conine's way over the last year and change. Set on the 1-0. And that had been no strikes to Conine. All time against Bullock, Conine is 5-for-14, but four of those five have been home runs. He's got six RBIs off of them and six runs scored. Set down the 2-0, and an overhand curve misses inside. Three balls and no strikes to Conine. Remember, Conine hit a home run on opening day off of Bullock. He went back-to-back with McIntosh, and with that, Nick Childs is going to come out of the dugout and have a quick word here. And honestly, it's because Bullock has thrown three off-speed pitches, all of them inside to Conine, and a couple of them down around his shins, trying to get him to chase at those pitches, a spot in the zone that you've normally been able to get Conine to chase. However, he's demonstrated this year, Thomas, that he's obviously made some adjustments, and I know batting average isn't everything, but a .279 batting average for Conine shows that he's not chasing the same kind of stuff that he was last year when he hit just a little over .200.
Yeah, he's a new and improved Griffin Conine here, and we saw that on display yesterday, him shooting a ball the other way for a base hit, and that's a different Griffin Conine that we have seen this year and last year as well.
Struck out in his first time up yesterday, but after that, the RBI double that Thomas talked about, a ground out, a hit by pitch. Remember, he had the game-tying RBI single in the 10th inning last night. 3-0 after the meeting on the mound is over is a fastball inside, and it's a four-pitch walk to Griffin Conine. And look, you never want to walk somebody to load up the bases, but with the way Conine has seen the ball out of Bullock's hands over the years, most important thing there is you don't give him a pitch he can do a lot of damage with. Now maybe you can get a ground ball, which is something the Shuckers have done better than most any other pitching staff in the league. First offer to Dinner, and he fouls this back. The strike, it is 0-1. Shuckers leading it 1-0 here in the bottom of the first inning. The Pensacola has loaded the bases. A walk is to Johnston and Kona. The 0-1. And Ditter pops it up. Foul ground, first base side. Dillard tracking towards the dugout on the warning track in front of the dugout. Reaches up and makes the catch for the out. And no one will advance. So there, at least for now, the tactical walk to Conine works. Victor Mesa will be the hitter.
That is a huge hour quarter, like you said, and you don't want to give, you rather deal with Ray Patrick Dinner and everybody else besides Griffin Conine.
So now it's Mesa, the center fielder, and the first offer to the right-handed hitter. It's a fastball just above the letters. I think that might have come across at the top of the letters, but you got to get it down to the bottom for a strike. It's ball one. McIntosh at third, Johnston at second, Conine at first. 1-0. And a fastball is right over for a strike. It's 1-1. Mesa this season, a 182 hitter. 32nd game for him. This is game number 42 of the year for Pensacola. Game number 45 for Biloxi. Right-hander Bullock is 1-1 dealing. This is lifted the opposite way foul. And so the count is now 1-2. Victor Mesa. Bullock trying to wriggle out of a bases-loaded jam here. Center fielder Frelick is playing relatively shallow and shaded about eight steps towards right field. Lutz is pretty shallow in right as well. 1-2 is a curveball low and away. And Mesa takes to draw the count even at 2-2. 3-0 three extra base hits for Mesa this year. He's got two doubles and a home run. Bases loaded and two gone. Shuckers with a 1-0 lead in the first. The 2-2. He lifts this into right field. Lutz ranging towards the line. Into foul territory. He reaches up and makes the grab. And so Justin Bullock loads the bases but leaves them full. No runs a hit, no errors, and three men left on base. We move on to the second. It's the Shuckers 1 and the Blue Wahoos 0. And continue in a moment.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate, donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables, and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at milnerrental.com.
Start of the second inning, Shuckers leading the Wahoos 1-0. Tristan Lutz leads it off. The first offer from Yuri Perez, and Lutz can't hold up. Looked like that might have been a cutter that time from Perez because it was 95 miles an hour with a fastball. It's 0-1 to Tristan. Perez, the one strike pitch. And another fastball that misses low and outside to Tristan. Lutz comes into today hitting .244 on the year. Had a very good month of May. He set down the 1-1. And a swing and a miss of the slider low and away, and the count is 1-2. Thomas talked about it yesterday, but the final tallies for Lutz. In 13 games, he hit .321 with four doubles, three home runs, and 17 runs driven in. The set down, though, 1-2. And a fastball is skipped on the ground out in the left field, a base hit. And so Tristan Lutz continues his hot hitting May into June. He's now hit safely in 11 of his last 14 games, including tonight.
That really is starting to pick things up again. And an interesting choice there by Perez and McIntosh, that pitcher-catcher duo. You know, you get them swinging at maybe a cutter and then a slider down away, fishes after, and then they try to go back with a fastball inside. Well, Lutz was anticipating and grounds it to the hole.
Now it's Cam Devaney on the first pitch fastball outside at 97. 1-0. That might be one where Perez, look, obviously the fastball is his bread and butter pitch. Sits anywhere from 96 to 98 miles an hour, as we've already seen tonight. And at 19 years old, I imagine he still just doesn't have a ton of confidence in throwing strikes with some of his other pitches. As the 1-0 is outside with a fastball, two balls and no strikes to Devaney. However, you did get Lutz to chase that slider earlier, so I'm surprised they didn't at least use it as a show me to try and throw off his timing. Perez the 2-0, and Devaney fouls this straight back, turns around in a little bounce of the head as Cam just got a pitch he really liked and he was just a little below it.
Yeah, he was ahead 2-0, and that's what you're going to get when you find yourself ahead in counts like that.
And now a 2-1 count with Lutz on first. And Perez rocks home. 2-1 breaking ball is popped up on the infield. First base side waiting for it, Johnston. And he will drift to the right side of the mound, just a step shy of the hill, and make the catch. So Cam flies out on the out on the infield, excuse me. One gone, and it's the catcher, Brent Diaz. The right-hander, Yuri Perez, in the pregame, number one prospect in the Marlins organization, if you go by Baseball America. If you go by MLB Pipeline like we normally do, he is only the number three prospect of the Marlins system. Courtesy toss over to first, and Lutz back in with a dime. Last time out for Perez, he pitched here at home against Mississippi. Six innings, three hits, one walk, five strikeouts. Got plenty of run support through those five innings. First offer in, Diaz skies it into right center field. Mason, easy jog over. It'll actually be Orr in right field. One-handed grab above his head. Perez bounces back and needs just four pitches to get two outs. After the leadoff single by Lutz, now it's the third baseman, Yason Coca. But for Perez, he left with an 8-0 lead in his only start that he made. It was also on Wednesday night of last week. 10-2 win for Pensacola. It was their lone win against the Mississippi Braves. First offer to Coca. Switch hitter batting from the left side. A 97-mile-an-hour fastball placed on the outer edge for a strike. It is 0-1. 1-0 Shuckers lead here in the top of the second inning. Lutz on first and two gone. Perez strides home with the 0-1. And another fastball, this time is downstairs. Count one ball and one strike to Coca. With Perez named the Southern League Pitcher of the Week for the second time in the early goings. Interestingly enough, this is his third consecutive start that he's making here at home for the Wahoos. Set in the 1-1. And a slider. Swing through and miss. That had some nasty movement to it. The count is 1-2 to Coca. There's part of the reason being that he didn't get a chance to start in Montgomery because of the 5 out of 6 canceled games there against the Biscuits. So it's been a long homestand for Pensacola. The 1-2. And Coca takes off the plate. That might have still been a strike, but McIntosh was set up inside, and he had to reach to the outer half of the plate about belt high. What is that? You don't present well. It's not a strike.
That's correct.
So the count runs even at 2-2 to Coca. Lutz short lead off of first. Gibson, Lutz thought about advancing, but will stay at first in a clap of the hands as he goes back in. Really feels like he might have missed an opportunity there.
And that's one of those, if you're able to read it going into the dirt, you know it's going to be hopping in front of home plate, a chance to be able to read it. It's still played safe here. See if Coca can do anything.
First baseman Johnston isn't going to hold on Lutz, so with a full count and two outs, he'll be off and moving on the pitch. Here it is from Perez, and Coca skips it foul on the first base side. I also think that's probably what and Tristan a little mad there is the fact that if he's able to advance to second on the wild pitch, then he's freed on a 3-2 pitch from scoring position. Instead, he will get his running start from first. Back in there as Coca digs back in with a full count. And the full count offering. Swing and a miss. He snapped off a changeup. And Coca strikes out swinging. So the Shuckers get their second hit of the ballgame, but Perez gets his second K. And as we played 1.5 here at Blue Wahoo Stadium, it's the Shuckers 1 and the Blue Wahoos nothing. And as we head to the bottom of the second inning, 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Join in all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit theLuxyShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock from hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys. The Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Who wants a free t-shirt? Come to MGM Park every Tuesday in 2022 for T-Shirt Tuesday, where the first 250 fans through the gates receive a different Shuckers-themed t-shirt every week. Join us on June 7th to celebrate Schooner's birthday with an exclusive Schooner's Tea presented by Pine Belt Dermatology and Skin Cancer Center. Gates open at 5:30 p.m., so get there early. Reserve your seats now at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Winning Durka walk around the neighborhood.
Start of the second inning, the wide hitter Justin Bullock fires in a strike to Kirby Fletcher Vance, the third baseman. First offer is a fastball low and outside. The count is 1-1 to get us going here. In the bottom of the second inning, Shuckers leading the Blue Wahoos 1-0. Lone run in this game, a solo homer by Jackson Reitz in the first. 1-1 and Fletcher Vance to a knee. As he lifts this, foul ground first base side. Dillard gives it chase, but it'll end up four rows deep. And so the count is 1-2. All right, I have to give a big thank you to Eric Brimmer, who sat in your chair at one time, Thomas, but is now the lead play-by-play broadcaster for the Blue Wahoos. He just shot us a text in the break to give us some important news here. 1-2. And Fletcher Vance skips this deep in the hole. Devaney fields on the outfield grass, slings and throws in time. What a play, Cam Devaney out in shallow left. Hard three hopper, and he's up to the task.
A beautiful play by Cam going back to his natural position at shortstop that he played at Elon. He'll start the season playing third base, and Freddie Zamora gone on the injury list gives Cam some more playing time there.
So one gone, and here's Bayless Jr. The first offer is slapped down the right field line. That'll slice foul. And it is 0-1. All right, the important piece of breaking news. So we were talking about Justin Bullock's slight beard and mustache.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gone.
It's MIA.
It's gone. The set in the 0-1. And that hit the opposite way. That'll skip out into right field, a base hit for Aviles. So Luis with a one-out single. It brings up the right fielder, J.D. Orr. But yes, I guess that in between half innings, Bullock went into the clubhouse, which is linked to the dugout, and shaved off the mustache and whatever semblance he had of a beard.
Yeah, if it's not working, you got to get rid of it.
I guess so. Normally, I would have thought that would have been a between starts kind of thing. As a fastball is called a strike, Orr showed bunt and pulled back and takes. It is 0-1. Would not be surprised to see Orr lay down a bunt here. It was something that the Wahoos were practicing earlier today. The 0-1. And this is instead yanked out into right field, a base hit. Aviles around second. He's going to test Lutz. The throw is cut off by Devaney. And so yet again, as they did in the first inning, one out base runner goes first to third on a single. This time it's Orr. And the lineup turns back over to Jose Devers with men on the corners and one out.
Well, very eerily similar to the first inning where Bullock gets that first out. Next batter reaches base and then a single to the right side. They go first to third.
So now it is Devers from the left side, the pitch. And he's home run hacking and comes up empty. And an inside fastball for a strike. It is 0-1. We'll have to ask Justin about the mustache or lack thereof as the 0-1. And this is slapped the opposite way foul, and so the count quickly 0-2 to Devers, who was a strikeout victim his first time up back in the first. Well, Bullock had to throw 26 pitches in the first inning. The 0-2, the runner goes. The pitch is high. Diaz fakes the throw to second. But Aviles, a few steps down the line. Diaz was alert to him, and so it's a stolen base for Orr. That takes out the double play possibility. So with the man now at second, the Shuckers infield will draw in. Try and cut down what would be the tying run at home. Everybody on the cut of the infield grass as Bullock stares into Devers and will step off. Reset the pitch clock. Avilas at third or at second. And Bullock, the 1-2. Inside with a slider. So the count evens up at 2-2. And unfortunately, now you take away that double play chance. And you have McIntosh waiting on deck and then Johnston in the hole. McIntosh has been a very tough out. 2-2. Devers, a high chopper. Holt loop scored. It's over his head and in the right field. In the score is Avilas. Orr is a late send. And with that, advancing to second after the RBI single is Devers. And the Wahoos tie the game on a high chopper from their designated hitter.
Yeah, just unfortunately, the ball skipping over the leaping second baseman in Gabe Holt. And that's a really good throw towards. So I thought Dillard was going to cut it off. And Diaz must have already called out the play to let it go. And so Dillard kind of stumbled down towards the ground, which then allows Devers to get the second.
So now the go-ahead run 90 feet away, still just one going. And Paul McIntosh, the batter. Here's the set and the offer. And a curveball drops in for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, McIntosh has been very good against Biloxi this year. Walked his first time up, so these numbers still stand. 9-for-25 against them this season. That's a .360 batting average. 0-1. And this skips in, and Diaz can't find it, but fortunately, it bounces only about third base line. So an eventful ball one.
I just got enough of the glove. Only the top side of it as he tried to pick it.
Kept it right there in front of him. No opportunity for the runners to advance. It's 1-1 now to McIntosh. Bullock, the 1-1. And a breaking ball down low. Missed with a slider. The count, 2-1. For McIntosh, in his previous 7 games against the Shuckers, he has a double and 3 home runs. He's hit 3 of his 5 home runs against the Shuckers, including the game-tying homer in the 8th inning last night. 2-1. This is high and tight with a fastball. And so the count has run to 3-1 now to McIntosh. And as we said, it doesn't get any easier with Johnston behind him. Johnston not hitting for power, but great for average lately. The set and the 3-1. And that is upstairs for ball four. The second time McIntosh has walked tonight. Third free pass overall for Bullock. And as he had back in the first inning, the bases are now loaded with just one out. And compounding this issue, Thomas, is that the Shuckers tonight have just 8 players in their bullpen, and realistically, they only have 7 because Lucas Ersig was your opener last night. And he threw a couple of innings, so he is probably not available this evening. Set in the offer. And this is hit out into right field. Lutz a step in. Now a few steps back. He'll reach up and make the catch. However, tagging the score is Orr. And a sack fly by Troy Johnston gives the Wahoos a 2-1 lead.
Well, there it is. Troy Johnston continuing to do what he does best, and that is make hard contact. It hasn't really left the yard too many times this season. Just one home run. Poor run. That's your guy you want.
So now Devers advances to third, and it's Konine. And the first offer in Konine hits it in the air. Frelick tracking back, still racing towards the warning track. And just as his feet go over it, he reaches up and makes the catch for the third out. But the Wahoos scored 2 runs on 3 hits. They do strand a pair. As we head on to the third inning, it's now Pensacola 2 and Biloxi 1. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures, you can rely on Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply.
Start of the third inning, Shuckers now trailing the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 2-1. It'll be 9-1-2. Holt, Freelich, and Campbell do up. All three of them will hit left-handed. Now to our lefty, here's Thomas Zinzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett. First pitch is a fastball high to Gabe Holt for ball one. Do have to say, I write right-handed,
yep,
but golf left-handed. Hit a baseball left-handed. As 1-0 to the lefty, Holt. Downstairs, 96-mile-an-hour fastball, 2-0.
And that is what I meant, left-handed hitter, both on the diamond and on the links. Do you throw left or right-handed? That's the question.
Oh, I throw right-handed. It's 2-0. Holt pops it up, left side of the diamond, into shallow left field. Avilas waving his arms up. He has it. Here steps on the turf. One away. Well, long story short, I grew up throwing a baseball left hand. I still have a few of my mitts when I was really young. And then when I was in preschool, I was writing left hand, and they put the pen in my right hand, and I've become a righty ever since. But I still hit left-handed. One out, base is empty, Sal Frelick, and a called strike. Change up on the outer half. One out, base is empty. 2-1, Blue Wahoos lead a two-run second inning. As Frelick laces it down the first baseline, but foul towards the bullpen for the Blue Wahoos, 0-2.
I'm not trying to make this about you, so this is my only follow-up question. When they put the pen in your right hand, did they tie your left hand behind your back?
They did not. They just kept putting it in my right hand and said, you're right-handed. So there you go for the 0-2 outside. But oh, I do have a great story. I was actually telling it to – I was telling it the other day. So, you know, I grew up going to Cape Lee games, stuff like that. Yeah. So we became really good friends. A family friend of mine was 1-2. His Frelick check, swing, punch, foul, third base side. It was Brett Suso in his time on the Cape, 10-year Major League vet, pitcher with the Blue Jays and the Cardinals, starter, bullpen guy. Taught my oldest brother how to pitch because he was a lefty. There's really, you know, not that many lefty pitchers that can be able to teach you. So, and a 1-2 high, 2-2. And so became really good friends, obviously moves on. Then how he became a left-handed thrower, and his mom told us this, and now they actually live very close to where my parents live in Virginia now. There's Frelick fans on a fastball upstairs for strike three. Second out of the inning, and the third punch out for Yuri Perez. And she said that his Brett's uncle, when he was growing up, wanted for his, let's say, eighth birthday or whatever, wanted to get a mitt for him for his right hand, you know, right-handed, but goes on your left. And so the uncle thought that it was for his right hand, a combo lefty glove, and in which he still writes right-handed. As a fastball inside of Noah Campbell for ball one. And so, long story short, he still writes with his right hand. Like, you see him sign an autograph, it's with his right hand, but he throws left-handed in the major leagues, or did. As Campbell checks swing inside, lays off, 2-0. So how about that? Someone who is not a natural-born lefty ends up throwing at the highest level and did it for a long time.
Also batted right-handed.
Yeah. 2-0. And strike. Change-up. When he was a starter for the Blue Jays back 2010, I think, to about 2014.
Yep. 2009.
It's popped. High foul first base side of the seats. Out of play. I remember watching him on TV at that time, and you'd have to hit. So There he was trying to bunt down the third baseline from the right-hander's batter spot. So
it was with the Cardinals in 17 and 18, so he definitely would have hit that 0-for-7 lifetime.
And a 2-1, a breaking ball low. Below the kneecaps, 3-1. And he got that mega deal from the Cardinals. About 4 years, $30.5 million that he got. It was at the time when Aroldis Chapman and Miller were dominating the World Series. And 3-2, and Campbell slices a foul third base side. So he came out of free agency and hit the jackpot.
Had some really good years with Toronto. He was an all-star in 2013, 5-1 with a 2-2 at 60 appearances that year.
3-2, and a called third strike, high and tight. Now threw him a changeup, up and in, and Campbell goes down on strikes for the second time. Yuri Perez, though, two strikeouts and a 1-2-3. The Wahoos 2, Shuckers 1 on the Bluxy Shuckers Radio Network.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie. Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Bottom of the third inning, Justin Bullock back out. Another inning of work. Blue Wahoos, at least two runs on the board. RBI single by Jose Devers, sack fly from Troy Johnson. And first pitch, shunning a fastball. Pulled down the left field line by Ray Patrick. Dinner rolls up against the wall. Reitz picks it up, and Dinner flies around second with a strong turn. Double for the second baseman. And the fifth hit now for the Blue Wahoos.
Like you said, just hunting the first pitch there, and fourth double of the year for Ditter. He was just right on time with it.
So Ditter quickly in scoring position. First batter, first pitch of the half inning, and now center fielder Victor Mesa stands in from the right side against the righty Bullock. First pitch, line drive past the leaping or the diving game hold at second in a center. And so Ditter, who froze for a second, now will jog into third. Two pitches, two hits, and runners on the corners, nobody out here at the bottom of third.
Obviously, something that the Wahoos saw first time through the order. And now they are looking to swing at the first pitch from Bullock. So we'll see if he makes that adjustment back.
7-0 hitter, Kobe Fletcher, Vance, the third baseman. And he'll take the first pitch down the way. Nice change of pace there. First two men swinging at the first pitch. Now Kobe bounced out to Devaney. Incredibly tough play as he yanks it foul on the ground, third base side. Bounced it in the hole, and Devaney from shallow left field end up throwing him out at first base, and Kobe Fletcher Vance has some wheels as well. A difficult play by Devaney, making it look easy. 1-1 as he swats it. A little flare in a shallow right center as Holt, the second baseman, goes out and throws it home. It's over everybody. Bullock able to snare it, but Dinner, because of his speed, ends up scoring on a sacrifice fly. This little blooper into shallow right center.
Not very often you write sack four down, but yeah, as you said, he was going to be able to read that the entire back. That Holt couldn't make the throw and then make an accurate throw, but not deep enough to give it to Lutz, who was charging in.
So Pensacola adds on a run. It's 3-1. And Luis Avilas Jr. bans on an inside fastball for strike one. Well, Victor Mesa had a hold at first. He couldn't go anywhere. Yeah, right, it was just the footwork for Holt. He really had no chance. And Avilas chases a fastball at the eye level, 0-2 on him. So that was the first out recorded this half inning. As Avilas lines it to left field, Reitz charging in, makes the catch. Chest level on the run. Avilas hits it hard. Right out of Reitz. Back-to-back putouts now for Bowling. Right fielder J.G. Orta of Wright State. 9-0 hitter will stride in the left-hander's batter's box. No batting gloves. We talked about that last series as well. The Biscuits players and the Embrys, we saw them. And a fastball after he's called strike as Zor turned his head in dismay. A sack fly from Kobe Fletcher Vance after Johnson had a sack fly last inning, and Devers' RBI single. And Mesa dancing off of first, and Bullock steps off the back side of the rubber. Reitz got the Shuckers on the board in the first inning, a solo home run. A three unanswered by Pensacola. Now there goes Mesa. And Bullock steps off, flings it to Dillard, and they pick him off to end the frame. They try to time it up twice and poor time both times, so Victor Mesa is picked off at first base. But again, the Blue Wahoos get a run on the sack fly from Kobe Fletcher Vance. It's now 3-1. Blue Wahoos after three here in Pensacola.
They'll challenge your authority because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments, and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Shuckers look to get that run back that the Blue Wahoos scored in the bottom of the third inning. Sacrifice fly from Kobe Fletcher Vance. 3-4-5, two up in the frame against the number one prospect, Yuri Perez. And Jackson Reitz sends a high drive down the left field line. A no-doubter home run. Jackson Reitz goes yard for the second time today on a fastball, 95 miles an hour. Par. They cut it down, the deficit. It's now 3-2.
Well, the shame is no one's been on base in front of Reitz, but that's now back-to-back pitches that he's homered off of Perez.
Yeah.
It's hunting the first one right there.
Number 11 and 12 for him. As Thomas Dillard checks swing fastball high, lays off for ball one. Dillard flied out to center field in first inning. Switch hitter batting from the left side. And Perez is 1-0. Dillard fouls it back behind the press box towards the parking lot, 1-1. Might have to rename the cove back there, Reitz Cove, Lake McCovey Cove. Keeps hitting home runs down there. And the 1-1 is a call strike on the outer half of the changeup, 1-2. Well, here in Pensacola, you have the channel right around the ballpark that leads out to Pensacola Bay. And the 1-2, Dillard fights it off the left side. Got the palm trees in center field right by the batter's eye. Typical Florida vibes down here. And the 1-2 lays off. Down and away, 2-2. A leadoff home run for Jackson Reitz. Two home runs today. And the multi-home run game back at MGM Park earlier this season. And Dillard lays off the changeup down and away. Works it full at 3-2. Well, Perez with the red glove up near the eyes. 3-2 home. And a breaking ball called, third strike. Threw a slider right of the knees, and Dillard had a funny feeling about it too. And Yuri Perez has now punched out five shuckers here tonight. So the first down. Right fielder Tristan Lutz. First pitch to the right-handed hitting outfielder as he fouls it right to Cam Devin in the on-deck circle. Shuckers just three hits tonight. Two home runs from Reitz, and Tristan Lutz has the other. Single to start the second inning. And the 0-1, Lutz skies it high in the air, down the right field line, or long chase for him into foul territory, makes the catch. Right on the edge of the Blue Wahoos bullpen. So after the home run, good response from Perez. Two outs, bags empty, and a 3-2 Pensacola lead here at the top of the fourth inning. And it is the shortstop, Cam Devaney, but out comes Kevin Randall on the training staff. Well, they saw something with Yuri on that last pitch. Now the whole infield won't converge on him. Well, Melissa Hampton, the athletic trainer, walking side by side with Kevin Randall on the mound, having a chat now. And home but umpire Ben Fernandez in on the hill, too. I really hope that everything is okay with Yuri. They're just 19 years old. The Marlins have, really with a lot of their young pitchers, they don't try to overwork them. They really stick to a pitch count limit. And so Melissa Hampton, Kevin Randall, and Dave Island, who's the pitching coach, all seem like they're satisfied with what they heard from Yuri Perez. So he'll continue in this top of the fourth inning. He's allowed two home runs, and that's been it. Pop Cam Devaney steps back in the right-hander's batter's box. And popped down the infield his first time. And over the top delivery from Yuri. Downstairs, 97-mile-an-hour fastball for ball one. Cam yesterday reached base three times, pair of singles and a walk he had in the fifth inning. And the 1-0 throws him a curveball. The outer half called strike. Count back even 1-1. Perez pitch count now at 60. And the 1-1 Devaney chops foul. Third base side as it pinballs all the way down to the Shuckers bullpen. That thing rode the railing down the third base line behind the heads some of the Shuckers pitchers and ended up in fair territory. It's a heck of a journey for baseball. 1-2. And inside with the fastball. 2-2. That was the cutter that time. It worked inside, and that's why Devaney backed off the inside corner. 2-2. Slider called strike three on the outer half. Devaney checked the swing. Called third strike either way. As Yuri Perez strikes out two more. He's got six strikeouts through four innings, but two home runs by Jackson Reitz in this contest. He got his second to start the inning. It's the Blue Wahoos 3, Shuckers 2 after 3.5 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it for...
Double play! A double play!
Play ball!
The best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom four, Pensacola 3, Shuckers 2, but Jackson Reitz leaves the yard for the second time tonight. Both solo home runs off of Yuri Perez. Justin Bullitt rehashed things with J.D. Oregon. Takes a fast 189 at the knees on the inner half, called strike. That's because Victor Mason was picked off at first to end the frame. Now lefty Oro, 1 shows bunt, pops it foul, third base side. Just trickles into the coach's box with the 0-2 on him. Or a 10th round draft pick in 2019 by the Miami Marlins. Mentioned Wright State, same school. Payne Burdick, who played for Pensacola last year. Drafted in the third round of that same draft. And the 0-2 fastball sails high, 1-2. And of course, Wright State, the same alma mater that's produced Payton. Or Tyler Black, excuse me. Black obviously in high A, one of the Brewers' top prospects. Could see him at one point this year. Slider inside, 2-2. Well, Black playing really good baseball down there. It's a Torrey draft pick. And the 2-2. Slithers downstairs with a changeup, full of 3-2. Wright State in the Horizon League, for those who don't know. 3-2, a swinging bunt at the first baseline. Bullock fields or dances around him, but then Bullock says, I'll just go the short route to first. Flips on there to get him. Well, that looked like a basketball move or a former football player. He was the juke stick on him for playing Madden.
Well, good job by Bullock to understand, hey, you're going to dance around me, I'm just going to turn and underhand to my covering first baseman.
Yeah.
That's some of the wherewithal that we didn't see in the major leagues last year. Staring right at you, Pittsburgh Pirates.
So Jose Devers swings and misses at a fastball. Elevated upstairs. Who was that against the Cardinals?
It was against the Chicago Cubs.
Oh, that's right. Devers shows bunt, pulls it back. 1-1. That was a circus of a play.
It was before Javi Baez was traded to the Mets.
And he started walking back down the other way. He says, I'm not going to go down there. 1-1. Devers swings away this time. Takes a big bending breaking ball down and away. 2-1.
I never understood that either. Just if he walks over home plate,
he's
out. Just keep him walking that way.
2-1. Devers lines it right back up the middle into center field. The bowling almost had a chance at it. Jose Devers' second single today. Scored a run in the second. He's 2-for-3. Unfortunately, not great baseball IQ there by the Pirates. And here is Paul McIntosh, the catcher, who has yet to record an at-bat tonight. 2 walks so far.
I think that was the blooper of the year in 2021.
Here comes Mike Guerrero from the third base dugout. This might do it for Justin Bullock. Pitch count sits at 65 pitches right now. And so, indeed, it will be a pitching change here at Blue Wahoo Stadium here in the bottom of the fourth inning. As Bullock goes 3 1/3 innings here tonight, gives up 3 runs. Pensacola, 3-2 lead. Well, a new pitcher warm and catch the numbers on him on the other side. The Luxie Shuckers Radio Network.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized, nutritional, and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Hey, Floyd.
Yes, Perky.
How do I look?
Less disheveled than usual. What's the occasion?
Headed to the river. There's some pretty gals down there.
Your truck's too ragged. Ain't no woman gonna go for you in that.
No?
No, you don't want the truck working against you. You need to head to Southern Pro Truck first.
Yeah?
Get you some steps and running boards, a nice tonneau cover. Southern Pro Truck's got all the stuff to make your truck look sexy.
Shouldn't I look sexy?
Baby steps, Sparky. Baby steps. Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Bottom four, Robbie Hinton checks into the ballgame for Justin Bullock. Goes 3 1/3 innings tonight. He is responsible for Devers at first after the one-out single. And McIntosh takes a fastball in the outside corner. Call strike.
For Robbie, 13, 3.45 ERA. 15 and two-thirds innings, 11 runs, just 6 earned on 12 hits. He's walked 5 and struck out 19.
It's set from the letters, and the 0-1 is down and away with the fastball, 92, 1-1. Well, first two plate appearances in the first and the second inning, except before both of them, resulting in walks. McIntosh, 10 doubles, 5 home runs, 22 driven in this season. Runner goes as a bouncer up the middle right to Holt, steps on second. Easy double play for him, and they spin it up the middle. A 4-3 unassisted double play, and it just needs 3 pitches to end the frame. We move on to the fifth inning in Pensacola. Shuckers trailing the Blue Wahoos 3-2. Listen to Bluxy Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes up.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer? Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Jayanna Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jayanna Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jayanna Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashion.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at himself. That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer? Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Anthony Maldonado replaces Yuri Perez as we get to the top of the fifth inning. Scheffler is trailing. Luau is 3-2. Brent Diaz, Jason Koca, and Gabe Holt 79-2 up in the order. And with that, we send it back to Garrett Green to take you through the next few innings.
All right. Thank you very much, Thomas. So the good news for the Shuckers, they withstand four innings of Yuri Perez, and they're only down by a run. As Diaz waits from the right side, Maldonado deals, and he skips the first one over to third. Doing E, Fletcher Vance up, throws in time. Well, one pitch, one out to Maldonado as Diaz is retired. Going Jason Koca, the batter. Shuckers got a double play that ended at the bottom of the fourth inning. A reminder that double play is brought to you by the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, located just steps away from beaches, casinos, and, of course, MGM Park. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. The switch hitter from the left side takes the first pitch in tight for a ball. It is 1-0. So the final line on Yuri Perez tonight, four innings, three hits, two runs, both earned, no walks, six strikeouts. Set and the 1-0. And Koca skips this one over to third. Three hopper, Fletcher Vance, rinse repeat. Throw to first, and Koca is retired. Quickly two gone in the inning. Shuckers getting their only two runs in this thanks to two home runs by Jackson Reeds. As for the Wahoos, we got an RBI single by Jose Devers and a sack fly by Troy Johnston. And then a sack fly by Fletcher Vance. That's the difference in this ballgame. That was back in the third. Shuckers got their home runs from Reeds in the first and the fourth. Two gone in the bags, empty for Holt, the first offer. And Gabe watches a breaking ball in for a strike. Hope more than anything that there's nothing wrong with Perez. Remember, the training staff came out and looked at him after he got Lutz to foul out. Two bounces in that inning. The 0-1. And Holt hits this down the right field line, but he was in front. That'll be a long foul ball. And so the count is 0-2 now to Gabe Holt.
We've seen Gabe come oh so close to a few home runs the last three or four days now. You think one of them's got to come at some point.
Tough for left-handed hitters with the water out behind right field. As the set, the 0-2. And Gabe just slaps this one on the ground. Maldonado, two-hand back pick, throws the first, and Holt is out. I don't know if it was because they tagged him as he went by or he was on the base. But nonetheless, good job by Maldonado to not speed it up. And three ground outs for the Shuckers in the fifth. And into the bottom of the fifth inning, it's still the Blue Wahoos 3 and the Shuckers 2. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown.
See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB for the day and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Shuckers trailing the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 3-2. Troy Johnston leads it off, and the first pitch from Robbie hit is a slider. Swung on and missed for a strike. It is 0-1. So Robbie came in and needed just a couple of pitches to induce a double play that ended the fourth inning for the Wahoos. As the next offer fastball, good-looking pitch. Diaz held it right where he caught it. But Ben Fernandez took a long look at it, and it is a ball. Now one ball and one strike to the left-handed hitting Johnston. Hits 1-1. This is slapped the opposite way into left field. Reed's having to chase it towards the corner, and he will not get there. It's in fair territory. Bounces around a little bit. Reed scoops and hits the cutoff man, but it's a leadoff opposite field double for Troy Johnston. And, man, Thomas, this guy is almost automatically on base every time up right now. He is just some kind of hop.
Yeah, again, he's a guy that hits the ball hard almost every time. And in this series, showcasing his offensive skills. And that one almost steep enough to leave the yard and slicing away from Jackson Reese. That's a tough play to make in towards the corner.
I mean, that ball landed fair by maybe 3-4 feet.
Yeah.
And only about a foot and a half, 2 feet in front of the wall. As the first offer fastball is outside to the left-handed hitting Conine for a ball, it's 1-0. So that's not a play where, oh, Jackson reaches in left so he doesn't make the catch. That is one that I don't know if any of the Shuckers left fielders would have been able to run that down, especially with how far Reitz was sheeted towards center field. As the next offer from him with the changeup. Down 2 balls and no strikes to Griffin Conine. Conine 0-for-1 tonight. Flied to center back in the second. He walked back in the first inning. Here's trailing by a run, but trying to keep it right there as we head to the back half of this game. 2-0. And Conine fouls it back. The count is 2-1. By the way, you mentioned the facial hair for right-hander Justin Bullock, and how he shaved off his mustache. Robbie's beard is starting to come back in. Quite the same as it was at the beginning of the season. 2-1. And a slider is outside, 3-1 to Conine. However, I mentioned someone with a mustache with the Yankees lately. The answer was Matt Carpenter.
Yeah, I would say.
Yeah. There were plenty of Mario jokes made about Matt Carpenter and his mustache with the Yankees. 3-1. Outside for ball four. So Conine walks for a second time tonight. First 2 men have reached. Runners on first and second with nobody gone. And Ray Patrick Dinner will be the batter.
I was reading Brian, it's Hawk or Hoke, article that on MLB.com. I think he's the Yankees MLB.com writer. And he was reminiscing on past mustaches because of Carpenter's. And I remember the one a little bit, I was really young. It was Jason Giambi, and they were trying to get him into the All-Star game. And of course, Don Mattingly sporting it.
First offer on the way. Dinner thought about offering. They will appeal to first. He did not swing. And so it's ball one.
think the most infamous one, obviously, everyone remembers is because Johnny Damon, because his wasn't just a mustache or a slight beard. It was a full-on beard going on.
Set in the 1-0. And that is inside. Two balls and no strikes. And Brent Diaz will come out to the mound to have a word with Robbie Hitt. You mentioned great mustaches in all of baseball, though. Just the first one that pops into my head has got to be Raleigh Fingers.
Yeah.
Without fail. I don't think people understand how hard it is to grow a curly Q mustache.
Yeah.
I have attempted, couldn't do it. Because as one of my friends who successfully did it told me, you have to grow it from the middle. It's not the edge whiskers. It's the ones that are right below your nose.
Okay.
So you have to let those get long enough to then curl back around. As this is skipped on the ground. Devaney from Anita second. Holt has it on to first in time. Double play. Second time that Hitt has gotten a twin killing tonight. So Conine out at second. Ditter hits into the double play. Johnston down to third, but now a very different complexion to this inning. Mesa batting and a man on third, but two gone. Second double play ball, and now Mesa from the right side in the first offer. And that comes in and hits him. Hits him on the elbow guard that he wears on his left elbow. So a hit-by pitch for Robbie, and unfortunately for Hitt, that has, well, been his problem this year. He's walked five batters, make it six now with the walk to Conine, but he is now a hit seven.
Yeah.
So he's hit more batters than he's walked this year. Suboptimal.
A guy who's got a lot of moving stuff going on with that slider. Obviously a wipeout, but now that one was a fastball in on the hands.
So now, runners on the corners and two gone, and Kobe Fletcher Vance the batter. Set in the first offer, and a fastball is downstairs, 1-0. Checkers trailing at 3-2 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. It is into the bullpens now and has been since an inning ago. Set down the 1-0. And a fastball off the plate. He has again set up inside. That fastball was on the outer half. So it is two balls and no strikes. Fletcher Vance 0-for-1 tonight. He grounded out to short back in the second and had a sac fly to shallow right back in the third. 2-0 fastball is low. 3-ball to Vance. Luis Avila's Jr. waiting on deck. Shuckers would prefer him to lead off the next inning. 3-0. This is bounced on the ground. Over a high hop of Coca Fields, it goes the short way to second. And Holt is covering. And Hitt gets out of the jam. No runs a hit. No errors. And two men left on. We head on to the sixth. It's still a one-run Wahoos lead. We lead the Shuckers 3-2. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes up.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer? Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
3-2. The sixth inning here at Blue Wahoo Stadium. Top of the order duo for the Shuckers. It'll be Sal Frelick, Noah Campbell, and Jackson Reitz. Right-hander Anthony Maldonado out for his second inning of work. As the right-hander sets, and here's the first offer to the left-handed hitting Frelick. And he takes letter high for a strike. 0-1. Aaron Green with you here. Thomas Zinzarella alongside. Time is called as a something. Like maybe a hat came in over the right field wall. Luckily, there was a reliever down in the corner starting to move around for the Wahoos who was there to grab it, so the right fielder J.D. Orr didn't have to move. All set to go here, and the 0-1. That's down in the dirt with a changeup. One ball and one strike to Freeland. Game two of this series between the Shuckers and the Wahoos. Biloxi looking to get back a game over 500. Well, the Wahoos trying to move two games above 500. They'd be a game and a half in front of the Shuckers. 1-1. And Freely takes the slider high. The count, two balls in, one strike to Sal, who's 0 for 2 today. With a pop out to second and a strikeout back in the third. Both of those were against Yuri Perez. Four innings today, two runs, three hits. No walks and six strikeouts. Stadium lights starting to take their full effect here as the 2-1 to Sal. And Frelick hits a chopper up the middle. Long run back into center field, a base hit. Wide round to first for Sal, but he will head back in on a bounder into center field that got out of the range of Dinner. So Frelick has hit safely yet again for Biloxi. He is on first to lead off the inning, and we'll see if this maybe is a start of a rally for the Shuckers, trailing by one.
Well, seems like Frelick always finds a way to get on, and you know, with Jackson Reitz on deck right now, that's somebody you want to get some base runners on for.
So the switch hitter Noah Campbell here in the first offer. Campbell slashes this foul on the left field line for his strike 0-1. And worth mentioning, we haven't said anything about it. Yes, Joey Weimer is not in the lineup tonight. No, we do not have an update for Wash day off this entire season. Throw over to first, and Frelick has to belly flop back to the bag. So, yes, game number 45 of the season is the first time that Joey Weimer is not in the starting lineup for Biloxi. I think he has earned a day. Set down the 0-1. And a slider misses outside to Campbell. And it is 1-1. Ever naturally, as soon as we get any kind of update, we'll give it. But we ask the coaching staff and the training staff, and no update from either of them. Frelick off of first, and the 1-1 to Campbell. And Noah swings over a slider. The count is now 1-2. Shuckers trailing it 3-2 here in the top of the sixth inning. The hold by Maldonado, the 1-2, and Campbell strikes out swinging on a slider. First strikeout for Maldonado. Now here comes Jackson Reitz. Reitz 2-for-2 tonight with a pair of no-doubt home runs, both of them off of Yuri Perez. Second two-home run game of the season for Jackson Reitz. He's now one shy of tying his career high. First offer comes in and hits him. And Reitz not happy about that. He stood there for an extra moment, and Paul McIntosh is going to play a little bit of a buffer. And look, I know this is a minor league baseball game. I don't know if that's intentional, but, man, a guy hits two home runs off of your number one prospect, and the next time up he gets hit by a pitch. I can understand him not being happy about that, and he's having a word right now with Tom O'Neill over at first as well.
Especially Pensacola kind of knowing that he's been the cog of the machine for this game, for this offense to keep churning.
So now it's Dillard, switch hitter from second on the first pitch, and Dillard fouls it back for a strike. It is 0-1. You know, and it's first pitch as well.
Yeah.
That's,
it was in like the worst spot to be hit. It's kind of one of those easy ones. That's when you sniff it out sometimes.
Oh, an easy 91 mile an hour fastball. Set in the 0-1. And Dillard hits this foul down the left field line. It's 0-2. Reeds will have to wait another turn through the order before he gets a chance to maybe have a three-home run game. Look, if you want to give a guy a base, just point to first. I need to plunk him. The 0-2. Way high and outside. A back pick throw to second, and it nearly sailed by Aviles, who was not at the bag. And Frelick, who had gotten a very large secondary lead, has to dive back in.
I think he nearly almost just took his head off, and that's why Frelick got a dive back towards second.
Yeah,
he took a second look and said, oh, it's coming right from my dome.
I can dodge through more at him than at the base. 1-2. And Dillard takes low and inside. Frelick slammed on the brakes as he thought about going to third. And it is 2-2. And you know, Sal dancing off of second there, getting those big leads. Maldonado, neither of those last two pitches have been anywhere close. Reed's not being held on at first, so he'll trail Frelick. Set down the 2-2. And Dillard takes high. Very confidently watch that one go by. And so the count is now full to Dillard. Checkers trailing by a run, 3-2 here on the top of the sixth inning. Frelick on second after his leadoff single. Reitz on first after the one-out hit by pitch. Set down the 3-2. And Dillard takes outside for ball four. Changeup didn't miss by very much, but the bases are now loaded for Tristan Lutz. And just one out in the inning.
That's Thomas Dillard recognizing, understanding the strike zone. You know, he does strike out a decent amount, but he's able to recognize, okay, that's a ball, and you know, Ben Fernandez giving him the benefit of the doubt that time.
Maldonado, the righty, sets first offer to Lutz. Tristan swings over a changeup that falls down for a strike. It is 0-1. Lutz so far today, 1-for-2, singled back in the second. Popped out and foul ground his last time up in the fourth. Opportunity to tie the game here or maybe give the Shuckers the lead. Set in the 0-1. And a slider, inner edge for a strike. Wow. Lutz backed up. That's called a strike on the inside corner. It's 0-2. Tristan against the Wahoos this year. Now 6-for-20 with a double, two home runs and 8 runs driven in. The 0-2 pitch. And Lutz, a cue shot up the first baseline. Scooped by Maldonado, the throw home. And McIntosh has his foot on the plate, and they get the force out of Frelick. So a little squibber, no more than 15 feet up the first baseline, and Maldonado goes home and prevents the tying run from scoring. So Frelick is out 1-2. Second out in the inning, Lutz is on with the fielder's choice. Now it falls to Cam Devaney to try and tie the game, but Shuckers are going to need some form of hit from Cam. Maldonado. The first offer. Way outside with an overcooked fastball for ball one. Cam 0-for-2 today. Struck out his last time up in the fourth. He popped out pretty much to the pitcher's mound. It was caught by Johnston, the first baseman, back in the second. 1-0. Breaking ball. Inner edge for a strike. 1-2. That is a wiffle ball kind of slider right there.
Yeah. A lot of downward 12-6 movement from Maldonado.
Might actually even be a curveball he's throwing right there. Bases full of Shuckers. Two put in play up the first base line. Scooped up by Johnston. Underhands the recovering Maldonado, who gets out of the bases-loaded jam in the top of the sixth. No runs, a hit, no errors, and three men left on for the Shuckers in the top of the sixth. 5.5 in the books here at Blue Wahoo Stadium. The Shuckers still trail it 3-2. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Shuckers trailing the Wahoos by a run 3-2, and a new hurler into the ballgame for Biloxi. The right-hander Luis Contreras comes in. He'll get 8-9-1, Aviles Jr. Orr and Jose Devers, the 3-2 up for the Wahoos here in the sixth. First offer to Aviles. That is hit down the right field line to foul. Strike one here. Well, for Contreras, it's his 12th appearance of the year, 1-1. With a 2.61 ERA, 20 and two-thirds innings, 6 earned runs allowed on 15 hits, 7 walks, 28 strikeouts. Opponents hitting just 197 against Contreras. This is skipped the other by Holt. Easy enough throw, sidearm to first, and Aviles is retired on the second pitch by Luis Contreras. One gone and J.D. Orr the batter. Garrett Green with you here. Thomas Zinzarella alongside. Thomas, it is a good night to have the first name Jackson. There's Jackson Reitz has homered twice tonight, 2-for-2 with a couple of home runs, also hit by a pitch in that last inning. First offer to Orr, and he bounces this one up the third baseline, scooped up by Coca. The throw to first, Dillard stretches to haul it in. And they get Orr. When Orr was looking to bunt his first couple of times up, there's the old swinging bunt. Too much on it. Coca's there. They're quickly two gone. No, but go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if Coca's not on the grass, that's a single all day. You're right.
Oh, but tonight in Carolina, how about this? Jackson Chirillo, number 5 prospect in the Brewers organization, 2-for-3 with 2 home runs.
Wow.
Including a 2-run blast. Set and the offer. That is high for a ball, 1-0. You know what? I'm going to make an instant retraction. Everything I saw said that Chirillo had hit his second home run. I took that as the second home run of the night. I was incorrect. 1-0. Outside, 2 balls and no strikes. He hit his second home run of the season tonight. However, he does also have a double. So a double, a 3-run homer as part of a 2-for-4 night with 3 RBIs. And on the 2-0 from Contreras. And that is yanked out into right field. But Lutz started in a step. Now a few easy backpedaling steps. Pretty much hit right to him for a line out for Jose Devers. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Luis Contreras. But yes, Jackson Chirillo, the 18-year-old, putting together a good night tonight for the Carolina Mudcats. Well, right now the Shuckers still trail by a run as we go to the seventh inning. 3-2 Wahoos, and the Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of the... No hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name, and you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location... in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids. Healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course. Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables, and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at MilnerRental.com.
Start of the seventh inning, Shuckers trailing by a run 3-2 against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Night is over for the right-hander Anthony Maldonado. He'll hand it over to the left-hander Josh Simpson. Brent Diaz to lead it off, and now to take you through the seventh inning, here is Thomas Zinzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett. Anthony Maldonado, two scoreless frames. Walks one, strikes out one, and allows a base in as the southpaw Simpson comes in here. His 18th appearance of the season, 2-0, a 3.98 ERA. Has logged 20 to third innings so far this year, walked 13, struck out 39 batters. He's got some swing and miss stuff. The lefty Simpson against the righty branches, a fastball low for ball one at 95 miles an hour. Simpson, 6'2", 190, 24-year-old from Stafford, Connecticut. And the 1-0 high and tight, 2-0. Well, Simpson, who has really struggled over his last three outings, he hadn't allowed, didn't allow his first run until May 24th. So his 14th appearance of the season, he made 14 appearances. A 1-2 is a high backdoor breaking ball. And McIntosh trying to bring it back down for the ice of Ben Fernandez. Gabe Holt on deck. Luckily, the Shuckers have a few switch hitters in their lineup, like Yason. And a 2-2 breaking ball in the dirt. Waved at a miss, strike three. Throw down a second as Diaz off on the pitch in the dirt. He does take second base. So it is a strike him out. But again, Diaz advances 90 feet closer to home on the pitch in the dirt. First down's recorded, but the tying run in scoring position now. And the second baseman, Gehole. Stride in the left side, tapping home plate with the black barrel. Holds on his back left shoulder, open stance from the lefty out of Texas Tech. And a fastball at the bottom of the knee is called strike. Diaz at second. Avilas Jr., the shortstop, holding him on, playing just behind Diaz. The 0-1. And a slider inside. Back pick towards second base. Skips away. But Ray Patrick Jitter is there to pick it up. And Reich has tried that in this ball game. He tried it on Sal Frelick last time. It almost hit Sal. And this time it caught a piece of Diaz as he was diving back in. And Avilas Jr. tried to pick it, but ended up kicking out into right center. That's a dangerous throw by McIntosh. First and third, a little bit easier than second. 1-1. And Holt swings it up a first base side foul. Count 1-2. Talk about a basketball high percentage looks and high percentage throws. That is one of the lower percentage throws a catcher could make. I think in a one-run ball game, too, you get yourself in more trouble than good. Well, Diaz extending his lead off a second. One out here in the top of the seventh inning. Simpson set from the letters, 1-2, and a breaking ball. Holt chops it right in front of Simpson and gloves it on the first base side of the rubber. Flips on a first. They get him, and Diaz over the third after the throw. Doesn't slide in an inning-ending double play. And the Blue Wahoos out of skate here in the top of the seventh inning. So it's stretch time here in Pensacola. Blue Wahoos 3, Shuckers 2. And listen to Bloxy Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Who wants a free t-shirt? Come to MGM Park every Tuesday in 2022 for T-Shirt Tuesday. We're the first 250 fans through the game every week. Join us on June 7th to celebrate Schooner's birthday with an exclusive Schooner's Tea. Presented by Pine Belt Dermatology and Skin Cancer Center. Gates open at 5:30 p.m., so get there early. Reserve your seats now at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at BiloxiShuckers, on Instagram at OfficialBiloxiShuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Roll out the barrel,
Luis Contreras to face Paul McIntosh, Troy Johnson, and Griffin Conine in the bottom of the seventh inning. Shucker still trailing 3-2. Contreras, red glove, set for Soma. Breaking ball down on a way that McIntosh fishes after for strike one. McIntosh so far 0-for-1. Inning-ending double play in the fourth inning. Pair of walks as well today. And the 0-1. And a breaking ball, little capper just behind the mound. Top play for Devaney. Barehand throw from the grass, and they got him. Well, it looked like it could have been a troublesome play from the beginning, but Cam Devaney making it look easy again at shortstop. A barehand sidearm toss. First down recorded.
We have not seen a ton of barehand plays this year. And that was a remarkable job by Devaney. Scoop it barehand. The throw was a little high, so a great job by Diller to also get up and haul it in. But wow, what a first out.
Left to the hitting first baseman, Troy Johnson. And the fastball rifled on the outside black called strike. Well, Luis in his last down against the Biscuits on Saturday. End up going three innings, allowed a game-tying home run, but his stuff was looking electric out there as Johnson breaking pitch upstairs. The fastball was as lively as it's been, and his breaking stuff really was sharp. Struck out seven Biscuits. And the 0-2, fastball called strike three, and Johnston knew it. Outer half of the plate. And there is Luis's first strikeout. We talked about maybe Josh Simpson not adjusting to the baseballs. It seems like Luis is having a good time doing so. Tired all five Benny's face so far. Two outs, bases empty. Griffin Conine. Yeah, first pitch a bit high with a changeup for ball one. Conine climbs back in the left side. Osash as he loses follow through on the barrel as he swings the breaking ball, 1-1. One to one. Swing and a miss again on the fastball, 91, 1-2. Slight shift from the Shuckers infield. Devaney shortstop playing more up the middle. Koka is in the hole. Third baseman. Conine behind, nothing and two. Contreras, 0-2. And a fastball high and tight. Count even 2-2. That was the 1-2. Well, Griffin, a big game yesterday. 2-2. And a breaking ball at Conine fouls off first base side. Griffin had the base hit that tied the game with the 10th inning. And even his fly out to center, it was more towards left center. Almost leaving the yard that Sal Frulich had a chase down all the way to the warning track. And a jutted out part of the fence. Breaking pitch outside. Conine lays off the changeup, 3-2. We talk about Conine really recognizing the strike zone a lot better this year. Works the count back to full at 3-2. Here's the pitch, and a fastball sails up and away, ball four. And Conine has walked for the third time tonight. So the second baseman, Ray Patrick Ditter, tries to follow up that walk with something more here. Luaja's lead's just down one right now, 3-2 in the bottom of the seventh inning. First pitch to the ready as a curveball snaps down for a called strike. Nothing and one. Ditter doubled and scored to start the third inning. Now fly. They've used two of those tonight. Johnson had one in the second as Lance fouls it off. Trickles third base side. 0-2. Then the Jose Devers RBI single in the second. And those are the three runs today. Two in the second. And then one in the third. Jackson Arietz, the sole proprietor for the offense tonight. Solo home runs in the first and the fourth inning off number one prospect Yuri Perez. Conan at first base after the two-out walk. Contreras leans over. That's a sign, comes set, and the 0-2. Swing and a miss, he got him. 91 upstairs, and Ditter couldn't catch up. Two strikeouts in the frame for Luis Contreras, and leaves the two-out walk over at first base. Seven innings in the books here in Pensacola. Shuckers still searching for that one run. They trail 3-2 on the Bluxy Shuckers Radio Network.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi, get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
Top of the eighth inning, Shacker is still trailing the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 3-2. Eli Villalobos checks in for Josh Simpson, who threw a scoreless seventh inning. He'll face the top of the door, Sal Frelick. Tell you about him, take you the rest of the way home. Here is Garrett Green.
All right, thank you very much, Thomas. The first offer from Villalobos. Frelick takes a healthy swing at it, but comes up empty at a letter-high 94-mile-an-hour fastball for a strike. It is 0-1. Villalobos making his fifth appearance against the Shuckers this season, as the next offer is fouled off by Frelick. The count is quickly 0-2 to Sal. Not good news for the Shuckers, trailing by a run. Villalobos in six innings, no hits, no runs, three walks, six strikeouts against the Shuckers. Ryan-hander sets in the 0-2, and Frelick fouls it back. So the count will stay at no balls and two strikes. Sal Frelick. Frelick Campbell reads the 3-2 up here in this inning for Biloxi. Three runs, eight hits, no errors for the Wahoos. Two runs, four hits, no errors for the Shuckers. As a curveball misses inside. And so the count, a ball and two strikes to Frelick. The last best scoring opportunity came for the Shuckers back in the sixth inning when Frelick led off with a single. After a strikeout, Reitz was hit by a pitch and Dillard walked to load the bases with one out. 1-2, and Frelick takes high and away. The count evens up at 2-2. Tristan Lutz then hit into a fielder's choice where the Wahoos got the out at home. And then a bouncer up the first baseline by Devaney. Villalobos, the 2-2, and a breaking ball inside. Good-looking curveball there. And the count is 3-2. Villalobos looks like he has on a comically large glove. That looks like he's got a first baseman's mitt out there. A wide-hander, his payoff pitch, and Frelick skips it on the ground. Ranging to his right, Dinner sets and throws, and Frelick sprinting down the line is out by a step and a half. First out in the inning. One gone, it's Noah Campbell. I mean, normally when a pitcher holds a glove up in front of his face, little cover from about the nose down to maybe halfway down his neck. This glove is from all the way up to his eyes, down almost to the middle of his chest.
Yeah, it is.
First offer on the way, and Campbell takes a 58-footer for a ball 1-0. Noah 0 for 3 tonight with 3 strikeouts. Yeah, that looks like the size of the glove that Thomas Dillard normally has on over at first base. Set and the 1-0. And Campbell late on a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 1-1. Wind has mostly died down here. It was a really nice night to begin the evening and has stayed about the same. 81 degrees at first pitch. 1-1. Fastball's right in there at 97. Line-hitter Villalobos, it's 1-2. Currently 79 degrees. Only a slight flutter of a breeze towards left field. The set on the 1-2. That is outside. Two balls and two strikes to Campbell. Jackson Reed's waiting on deck. He's driven in both runs for Biloxi tonight. The set on the 2-2. And Campbell shoots this foul into the netting over the Shuckers dugout. Joey Weimer down there. Points back towards the field of play.
Bro. Wizard of Oz.
2-2. Big curveball. That's high. The count is 3-2. Well, it's been a minute since I've seen the Wizard of Oz.
Gotta see it again. It's a classic.
The Wizard of Oz last year. Shane Boz. That was his Twitter handle for Montgomery. Is a fastball inside, ball 4. So Campbell from down 1-2 in the count works the free pass. He's on base now for Jackson Reitz.
I think that might be one of the best Twitter handles there is. I've told you before, but Colton Hawk for Pensacola. His is Hawkeye for any Marvel fans out there. His last name is H-O-C-K, though. So not like a hawk in the sky, but character, but those are my top two.
That's a good one for sure. So now it's Reitz from the right side. And the set and the offer. Now the first pitch fastball, outer edge, 95 letter high for a strike, 0-1. Reitz hit by a pitch his last time up. He was not thrilled about it. He said it at the time. Can't say that you blame him. First offering from Maldonado plunked him. The set and the 0-1. And a curveball drops in for a strike. 0-2. Because Reitz homered in each of his first two times up against Yuri Perez. Right now, man on first and one gone. Shuckers trailing 3-2 here in the top of the eighth inning. Villalobos, the 0-2. And a breaking ball's in the dirt. Slide to his left by McIntosh. He keeps it in front of him. Campbell not exactly looking to take off. J.J. Reimer at first base for the Shuckers will lean into Campbell's ear, give him a little bit of nod. Campbell with that sliding glove on his left hand. And it was that left pinky that he dislocated here in Pensacola in the opener. 1-2. Banging. A little extra from Villalobos. Dialed it up to 98 on the outer half. First strikeout for Villalobos in the second out in the inning.
I think, unfortunately for Jackson, a little bit of guessing that time. He was pretty late on that fastball. Might have been thinking breaking ball again because he had just gone down there in the inner half of the plate.
So now it's Dillard from the left side. The set and the first offer. And Dillard bounces this on the ground out to second. Easily fielded by the second baseman, Ditter. Under hands of the first baseman, Johnston, from about 15 feet away. And the Shuckers are out of the eighth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and a man left on. We move to the bottom of the eighth. Shuckers still trailing it by a run, 3-2. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including 2 party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Double play! A double play!
Play ball!
The best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Shuckers trailing the Wahoos 3-2. It'll be Victor Mesa, the six-hole hitter, to lead it off. The right hitter, Luis Contreras, out for a third inning, and he crosses up Brent Diaz. Diaz was moving to his right. That pitch ended up to his left. It is ball one. Mesa will call time, and there was a ball that came into the field of play. Sal Frelick scoops it up and throws it back to the berm. From where it came. Third baseman Coca playing in a step over at third. The right-handed hitter in the 1-0. So fastball high and inside, two balls and no strikes. Well, Mesa so far this evening singled back in the third. Was hit by a pitch in the fifth and fouled out back in the first inning. Set on the offer. And that is inside with a fastball. Didn't miss by much. Three balls and no strikes. Remember when Victor Mesa signed with the Marlins back in 2018, he was the number one international prospect, according to Baseball America. 3-0, that is on the inner edge for a strike, 3-1. It's the son of Victor Mesa Sr., who is one of the all-time great players in Cuban baseball history. Set in the 3-1. And that is also at the bottom of the zone. Mesa had started walking to first. He was surprised that was a called second strike. And the Victor Mesa Sr., second all-time in Serie Nacional in Cuba in stolen bases. 3-2. This is chopped on the ground. Coca backs up on it. Collects, throws in time to beat the speedy Mesa by a couple of steps. Mesa gives a little bit of a glare back to Ben Fernandez. And slowly walks back to the dugout, shaking his head. He thought that he had into a groundout. So one gone, and Kobe Fletcher Vance the batter. Right-hander Contreras, here's the first offer. And Fletcher Vance sits this high into the air in right field, but Lutz has it measured. It's underneath it and makes the catch off his left shoulder for the out. Two gone, and Aviles Jr. the batter. Well, Thomas, did you see the news out of international soccer today?
Depends. What is it?
World Cup qualifier today. Ukraine taking on Scotland today. World Cup qualifier. This is just a remarkable story. Set on the first offer to Aviles, and a curveball falls in for a strike 0-1. So Ukraine was in the middle of World Cup qualifyings whenever their country was invaded by Russia.
Yeah.
So the Ukrainian team played for the first time since that February invasion. As the 0-1 is down low, it is 1-1. And they were taking on Scotland in a playoff semifinal in Scotland, and they beat them 3-1.
Wow.
Yeah, it is a big upset.
Yeah.
The set and the 1-1. And Avila spins back, two balls in, one strike to Luis. So as a result, they now are into the final leg. They have one more game to play. They will face off against Wales in Cardiff on Sunday. Set on the 2-1, and that is high. And so the count is 3-1 now to Aviles. If they win that game against Wales, they will be a part of Group B in the World Cup this winter, along with England, the United States, and Iran.
Wow.
Yeah.
So just a crazy story out of international soccer today. 3-1, and Aviles takes high and inside for ball four. And Contreras just lost the grip. He missed all of those pitches up high and tight to about walk. Second free pass for Contreras, and it brings up J.D. Orr. Meanwhile, the USA tonight, they had a friendly that they played. Came away with a victory in that one. They blanked Monaco 3-0. The World Cup would normally be happening this summer, but it is being played in Qatar. First offer to Orr, runner goes. The pitch is high and outside. Diaz double clutches, throws high, and Devaney comes down with it, but his tag is late, and it's a stolen base for Aviles.
Yeah, just one of those that Diaz couldn't get out of the mitt, double clutching, and I see Cam Devaney makes some really nice defensive plays tonight. That one showcasing his, you know, vertical that time, like the NFL combine in the draft.
And more than anything, that prevents Aviles from moving down to third, but he's in scoring position now. Still two outs, but a 1-0 count to Orr as that pitch was high and outside. The 1-0, and another high offering. And Diaz stares Aviles back at the base, two balls and no strikes. And with that, Brent will go out and talk to Contreras, who's going to tie his shoe. Nick Childs will head out to join the conversation as well. Yeah, the World Cup was scheduled to be played during the summer. However, when they awarded the World Cup to Qatar for this year, they seemed to forget that in Qatar, the temperatures during the summer can move north of 120 degrees Fahrenheit. Wish I knew what that was in Celsius, but I'd be lying to you if I said I did. But nonetheless, that is too hot to host the premier soccer event every 4 years. And so as a result, the World Cup is going to be played during the winter this year.
That's because they had all the... It was up through the backdoor channels and FIFA, and couple people getting in trouble for it.
This is not conjecture or opinion there. How Qatar ended up with the World Cup for this year. But nonetheless, it will be played, and boy, wouldn't that be a great story for the Ukrainian national team? They got to go through Wales, though, and that is not an easy team to beat. It's a line from Ted Lasso. How many countries are there in this country? So after the meeting on the mound and the retied shoe, the 2-0 pitch is low in inside. And it's three balls and no strikes to J.D. Orr. And if you're Contreras, hopefully not running out of steam here. This is his third full inning of work. Trying to keep this a one-run game for the Shuckers heading to the ninth, where they will send Tristan Lutz to lead it off. Set and the 3-0. And that is right over for a strike, 3-1. Meanwhile, NBA news, the NBA Finals start tomorrow. That's the news, not anything more than that. Set in the 3-1. Check swing. You see that he offered, and the count has run full now. I am assuming, as a native of the Northeast, you're going to be pulling for the Boston Celtics in that series.
I will be.
There you go.
As will some of these Shuckers.
A lot of Northeast guys. Set and the 3-2. That is just high and outside with a breaking ball for ball four. So back-to-back walks now. Third walk of the evening. There is no action out of the Shuckers bullpen. And realistically, for Biloxi tonight, if you look at the guys who threw last night and the guys available tonight, the only other pitchers that would probably be available to throw this evening are Taylor Floyd and JT Henson, but you could get away without having to use those guys until the ninth inning if you can get there. You'd like to. First offer on the way, and that is skied out towards left center field. Long run for Freelick. Out of stride, he leaps out, and he makes the catch and a dive. Sal Freelick, at a full stretch in left field, goes tumbling and brings it in to save the Shuckers from allowing. There's the athleticism from the top prospect in the Brewers system. And he gets a round of applause from everybody here at Blue Wahoo Stadium as he keeps this game at one run. We go to the ninth inning. Shuckers trailing it 3-2. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
They'll challenge your authority because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
We go on to the ninth inning. Shuckers trailing by a run, 3-2. Eli Villalobos will come out for a second inning of leads it off for Biloxi, but we are only here in a one-run game because of Sal Frelick's exceptional diving play for the last out in the bottom of the eighth. Here's Lutz from the right side, the first pitch, and a breaking ball misses inside. 1-0. Lutz is 1-for-3 tonight. Singled in the second, fouled out in the fourth, and reached on a fielder's choice in the sixth. Villalobos the 1-0. And a fastball is hit in the air, but that will slice foul and into the stands first base side. The count is 1-1. Lutz, Devaney, and Diaz, the 3-2 up for the Shuckers here in this ninth inning. Trailing it 3-2. Villalobos, the 1-1. And a fastball inside. McIntosh did everything he could to frame it. The count is 2-1. Lutz had the big hit in the ninth inning in game two of our series here in Pensacola over opening weekend. He set down the 2-1. And another fastball is inside. Three balls and one strike to Tristan Lutz. See if Lutz has the green light here. 3-1 on the way. He fouls it back. Came in with a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. Lutz just sent it back to the screen. The count now full. Villalobos, the 3-2. And Lutz takes inside for ball four. Missed with a fastball. So leadoff walk. See if that can turn into something for the Shuckers here. Something long by Villalobos. And with that, Lutz is going to come. Dostin is going to pinch run in his place. Dostin will come in as a pinch runner here in the ninth. So replacing Lutz with just a little bit more speed and Dostin. And now it's Cam Devaney. Sent by the right-hander Villalobos and the first offer. And Devaney swings over a fastball for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, Dostin is a speedster. He's recruited to go to West Virginia to play both baseball and was a three-star wide receiver in football. Set in the 0-1. And that is taken on the inner edge. A fastball for a strike. Devaney not thrilled about that one. Shuckers trailing 3-2 here in the top of the ninth inning. Runner on first, the pinch runner, Dawson, after the leadoff walk to Lutz. Villalobos, the 0-2. And that's down to the dirt and skips away, and that is going to allow Dawson to move to second. So the tying run is in scoring position now on the wild pitch. Not a whole lot more that the catcher McIntosh could have done. Just a fastball down in the dirt that skipped right before it got to him, ricocheted off the gear and went all the way to the backstop.
That's why you have Dawson as a pinch runner. Like you said, him coming in the game has a little more speed than Lutz, so now Basin can score him after the wild pitch.
A lot of room on the right side for Devaney. Set and the 1-2. And Cam fouls it straight back. So the count stays at 1-2. Well, Devaney, including tonight, didn't make it his last nine games. He's 10-for-31 in that span. Six walks to six strikeouts, including one tonight. Set down the 1-2, and that nearly hits him, and it did. He got his jersey. So Devaney is hit by the pitch. And now Biloxi has the go-ahead run on base, and Brent Diaz coming to bat.
Okay, making sure that Ben Fernandez saw that. He was tapping his jersey, saying, that would hit me, that would hit me. Takes a slow walk down the first baseline, and it seems like Brent was just walked tonight, 0-for-2. Comes up big in spots like this for the Shuckers this season.
Well, he's got a chance here to maybe tie the game or give the Shuckers the lead. Villalobos readies, and Diaz shows bunt the entire way and pulls back and takes a strike. 0-1. The corner infielders were pinching down. Ditter moving over to cover first. See if Diaz shows bunt again. Villalobos, the 0-1. And a fastball. Whoa, wow. That looked like it was thigh high and certainly on the outside part of the plate. And it is called a ball. I mean, wow.
That looked like a strike the whole way.
So the count 1-1 to Diaz. Look, the second, the 1-1. And that is low and outside with the sinking fastball at 97. It's 2-1. So that changes the complexion of this at bat completely. Dawson at second, Devaney at first. Lutz was walked, and then Dawson came in as a pinch runner. And the Devaney was hit on the jersey by a pitch. The set and the 2-1. Way outside. Three balls and one strike. Just now, there is some right-handed action out of the bullpen for the Wahoos, and I think that McIntosh is going to go out and just settle down. He have Eli Villalobos, who you can understand is justifiably upset out on the mound. He thought that he was up 0-2 on Brent Diaz, but instead it was a 1-1 count, and now he's throwing back-to-back balls, and now he's one ball away from loading up the bases. Maybe one mistake pitch away from the Shuckers tying this game. Good speed at second in Dawson. Meeting on the mound is over. Diaz in with a 3-1 count. And Villalobos, here's the pitch. And that is hit right at the shortstop. Underhanded to second, double play. Dawson caught off the bag. Diaz hit a bullet. Dawson took one step towards third. And Avilas caught it and underhanded it to Ditter. And now the Shuckers are down to their last out.
Well, that's just one of those where Dawson doesn't know where the baseball is. And he froze like he should on the line drive. But anything kind of near him, he's got to go back to the bag. That's easier said than done in the situation. It's an unfortunate bounce that time.
So two gone and a man on first, and now it's Yason Coca. Shuckers down 3-2, the pitch. The fastball's right in there for a strike, 0-1. Tough for Brent Diaz there, hit it right on button, but right at Aviles. Dawson off the bag that all Aviles had to do was underhanded to get the second out. Devaney still the tying run at first. The set in the 0-1. And a fastball on the outside edge for a called strike, 0-2. Three, two, Wahoos here in the top of the ninth. Two gone, a man on first. And the 0-2 to Coca. Down low. Devaney took a secondary lead, and he will skitter back to the back. Coca 0-3 tonight with a couple of strikeouts and a ground out. Right fielder Orr playing very deep and right. Second baseman Ditter with his heels on the grass. The 1-2 offer. And a strike three swinging. Coca K's on a high fastball. And the Shuckers drop the second game tonight. Final score in this one, the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 3, the Biloxi Shuckers 2. When we come back, we'll have the postgame show for you. We'll take you back through this one and get you all set for tomorrow as we head to break. 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
It's time to close the books on this game on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Welcome back to Blue Wahoo Stadium. Wednesday night fireworks going off here. Shuckers fall in this one to the Wahoos by a final score of 3-2. Garrett Green with you here. Thomas Zinzarella alongside. And Thomas, unfortunately for the Shuckers tonight, all the offense came from one man. It was Jackson Reitz, and he did everything that he could against Yuri Perez. And the Shuckers generated a couple of chances, but unfortunately this game ends up being decided in the early innings tonight.
Yeah, it really did, and really for both sides. Who would have thought that the last run of this game would have been scored in the fourth inning on the Reitz home run, which ended up cutting the deficit to just one. He said, oh, the Shuckers are going to come right back in it, but, you know, got to tip your caps to the bullpen for the Blue Wahoos. And they really threw their best arms at the Shuckers offense in Maldonado, Simpson, and Villalobos. Those are kind of the big three guys they have out of their bullpen and really kept the Shuckers' bats at bay tonight.
Well, for the scoring in this one, Shuckers got on the board first in the first inning on a solo home run by Jackson, tying it and taking the lead in the bottom of the second. Bottom third of the order is kind of what did it. Luis Avilas Jr. with a one-out single. J.D. Orr then singled and stole second and drew the infield in, and Jose Devers hit a chopping single over the head of Gabe Holt out into right. That scored the run to tie it. Then Troy Johnston with a sac fly to right drove in the next run. And the Wahoos had a 2-1 lead. Deciding run in this game came in the third. Ray Patrick Ditter with a double. Victor Mason then singled to move him to third. And then Kobe Fletcher Vance hit a ball that was probably no more than 15 feet out into right field. However, because Holt had to move back on it, it was on an awkward angle, and it wasn't deep enough for Lutz to come in and make the catch. The entire way, the second baseman, Ray Patrick Ditter, was waiting at third. He ends up tagging up, and that ends up being the difference in the game as the Wahoos went up 3-1. Shuckers got a run back immediately in the top of the fourth on a solo home run by Reitz's second of the night. And then really, you feel like the game might have come down to the sixth inning this evening, Thomas. That was where the Shuckers got a leadoff single by Sal Frelick. Noah Campbell then struck out, but then Jackson Reitz was hit by a pitch, and Thomas Dillard walked, so that loaded the bases with only one out. Tristan Lutz hits into a fielder's choice where the out is recorded at home to prevent the tying run from scoring, and then Cam Devaney grounds out to first. That ends the threat for the Shuckers. They did have another scoring chance in the ninth, really. They put a man on in the seventh, eighth, and ninth, and a man in scoring position in the seventh. But when Gabe Holt grounded out, Brent Diaz tried to move up to third. He ends up being thrown out for an inning-ending double play. And then in the ninth inning, a leadoff walk to Tristan Lutz. Terrence Dostin comes in. He moves to second on a wild pitch. Cam Devaney is then hit by a pitch. Brent Diaz gets ahead 3-1 in the count, and he hits a bullet, but it was right at Luis Avilas Jr., and unfortunately, the Wahoos get a double play out of that.
Yeah, they really did, and that's just one of those unfortunate bounces, and you talk about the little flare that ends up being the sac fly, the difference in this one, and then the hard hit barreled it up, and Diaz did it, unfortunately, right at Luis Avilas Jr., which ended the contest here tonight.
Well, that does it for this one, but when we come back, we'll take a look at scores from around the Southern League, as well as the Brewers-affiliated system, and we'll get you set for tomorrow's action. All of that as the postgame show rolls along here in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized, nutritional, and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Hey, Floyd.
Yes, Berkey.
How do I look?
Less disheveled than usual. What's the occasion?
Headed to the river. There's some pretty gals down there.
Your truck's too ragged. Ain't no woman gonna go for you in that.
No?
No, you don't want the truck working against you. You need to head to Southern Pro Truck first.
Yeah?
Get you some steps and running boards and a nice tonneau cover. Southern Pro Truck's got all the stuff to make your truck look sexy.
Shouldn't I look sexy?
Baby steps, Sparky. Baby steps. Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport. Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
You're at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer? Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Welcome back to Blue Wahoo Stadium. Shuckers fall tonight 3-2, but we're not the only action around minor league baseball, and certainly not in the Southern League. And to take you around the Southern League, let's go ahead and hand you over to Thomas Zenzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett. We'll start the game that looks like it just ended. Chattanooga defeating Rocket City 6-2 up at AT&T Field. Lookout scoring 3 runs in the first 2 innings. A pair of RBI ground outs, and then Jacob Herdebees, an RBI single in the second inning. And then they used a 3-run bomb the seventh, and it really solidified after Rocket City got a run in the third. And we saw Rocket City kind of come up shorthanded yesterday offensively. They didn't get 6 hits tonight, but just the 2 runs. RBI double by McAfee, bases loaded walk. Those were the 3 runs in the seventh inning for Lookouts. They win 6-2, in which Rocket City had a 2-game lead on the Smokies coming in today in the North Division. So let's check in on the Smokies. Well, they're being pounded right now by the Birmingham Barons, 14-5 in the bottom of the ninth inning. Birmingham, 1 run in the first inning. Xavier Fernandez, RBI single. Rowdy Reed, 2-run home run. Lenin Sosa, RBI in that inning. 4 runs second inning, 5-0. Another in the fourth. Another Xavier Fernandez RBI single. Smokies, though, would get a run in the sixth and the seventh, but Birmingham got 2 more in that seventh inning. And then, watch out, crooked number, 6-run, top of the ninth inning. But then Smokies, a 3-run, bottom of the ninth. Don't say it's not over yet. There are 2 outs now after Chase Trump has struck out. Runners on first and second. And trust me, we saw Pensacola score 7 and lose by 4 last week. So, again,
anything is possible.
Never say never. But some highlights today. 19 hits for the Barons, so all starting 9 with hits, in which it looks like plenty of multi-hit games. Lane Sosa, 3-for-6, 3 RBIs. Mentioned Fernandez, he's driven in 3-for-6. Joelky Cespedes, 3-for-5. Again, a Rowdy Reed, the home run. Joelky Cespedes also left the yard. So a pair of home runs there. They also did an opener today. Declan Cronin out of Holy Cross, start of the game. Just an inning. Jason Billis would then go 5. So openers being used all across the Southern League tonight. But again, 14-5. That's your score.
All right. Thank you very much, Thomas. All right, let's take a look around the Brewers affiliated system tonight. Unfortunately, not a good night in the system. Where do you want to start? Triple A or low A?
Let's start low A.
All right, we're going to start low A, and that is where the Carolina Mudcats fell to the Lynchburg Hillcats 5-3 tonight. Shuckers lose by 1 tonight.
Yeah.
Mudcats lose by 2 tonight. The story out of this one, obviously, was Jackson Trujillo, 2-for-5 tonight with a double, as well as his second home run of the year was a 3-run blast, so he drives in all 3 runs. Also scores a run as well. By the way, quick note on Trujillo. He's now hitting .350 for the season there.
Wow.
At high A, or at low A, with the Mudcats in exactly 100 at-bats. He's got 12 doubles, 2 home runs, 20 runs driven, and 20 runs scored as well. There has been a lot of buzz about the 18-year-old Trujillo. But unfortunately, Hillcats beat the Mudcats tonight 5-3. All right, high A Wisconsin this evening. They are shut out. The T-Rats managed just 3 hits tonight. Xavier Warren had a single. Joe Gray Jr. had a single. And then Ashton McGee had a single. That was it for the offense tonight for the Timber Rattlers. They didn't walk. Joe Gray Jr. did steal a base. Russell Smith, it's all left. He got the start for them this evening. He gives up 4 runs in 6 innings on 7 hits, 2 walks. Didn't strike anybody out. And last but not least, this one's tough tonight. Durham Bulls 17-4 over the Nashville. Herb was your starter. Herb actually pitched really well tonight. 5 innings, 2 runs, 3 hits, 2 walks, 8 strikeouts. Unfortunately, Nick Bennett, who was promoted as an emergency arm, came into the game for Nashville tonight. 2/3 of an inning, 6 runs, all earned on 2 hits and 4 walks. Did not allow a home run. However, Zach Venero also came into the ballgame. He goes 1 inning, 6 runs, all earned on 5 hits, 2 walks, no strikeouts. He did allow a home run. And then Andy Otero, 1/3 of an inning, 2 runs on 1 hit, a walk, and no strikeouts. He gave up a home run. That was the first run that Andy gave up at AAA, though. How do you like this? Nick Cale, he is a position player. 1 inning, a run on a hit, no walks, no strikeouts. He gave up a home run, but I am assuming that was because he was probably lobbing the ball.
Well, he pitched for the Shuckers, right, position
player. No, Cale did not, to the best of my knowledge, but that is all 2022 Biloxi Shuckers right there at AAA. Unfortunately, not great. Home run derby tonight for the Durham Bulls. Former Montgomery Biscuits, Miles Mastroboni, and Jonathan Aranda hitting home runs tonight. Also, Jordan Kassar up at AAA now for Montgomery. He hits a home run tonight. Also stole a base this evening. As for the big league crew, currently they are tied at 3 against the Chicago Cubs. How do you like this? Jason Alexander added to the big league roster today. He is making his major league debut. 7 innings, 7 hits, but just 3 runs, 2 earned, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts. So he gives the Brew Crew 7 innings, and as they go to the 8th right now, they are tied at 3. Brewers in this one got their runs. Omar Narvaez with an RBI single in the 3rd, and then a tag play on a double by Jace Peterson that scores Mike Brasso. A Wilson Contreras, though, tied the game in the bottom of the 5th. So that is where they sit. So we'll probably turn that one on just as soon as we wrap up. And the score caught these 11-11 as they go to the 8th inning. That was after the Marlins got a 14-1 win today. Ooh. Edward Cabrera, the 2021 Pensacola Blue Wahoo and the 2019 Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, on the mound today. Very good. He threw a 96-mile-an-hour changeup today.
Holy.
The hardest recorded changeup in the StatCast era, which I would argue it's not a changeup if it's 96 miles an hour.
Throwing a fastball.
Yeah, but what do I know? All right, final numbers from our game tonight, though. For Pensacola, 3 runs, 8 hits, no errors. They leave 10 men on base. For the Shuckers, 2 runs on 4 hits, no errors. They leave 6 men on base. Anthony Maldonado is the winning pitcher, 2-2. Justin Bullock takes the loss. He drops to 0-1, and Eli Villalobos gets the save, his 4th of the season. Tonight's game took 2 hours and 24 minutes in front of a crowd of 3,777 on an 81-degree clear night here in Pensacola. With the loss, the Shuckers are now a game under 500 as they drop to 22-23 on the year. With the win, the Wahoos improved to 22-20 on the season. Next up, it is another 6:35 p.m. first pitch right here at Blue Wahoo Stadium tomorrow night. For Biloxi, they'll send the rider T.J. Shook to the mound. No record with an 8.15 ERA. As for the Wahoos, they'll send the right-hander Zach McCambly to the mound, 2-3 with a 4.98 ERA. 6:35 on the first pitch for you tomorrow, so we're on the air for you at 6:15 from right here at Blue Wahoo Stadium tomorrow afternoon. Well, a big thanks to Thomas Zinzarella for all of his hard work tonight. Play-by-play, color commentator, broadcast coordinator, social media extraordinaire. Thomas, thank you, as always, for all of your hard work, sir.
Well, thank you, Garrett.
But as we always say, the biggest thanks goes out to all of you who made us a part of your Wednesday night. If you listen for an out and inning, or you're with us for the entire contest, we're thrilled you made Biloxi Shuckers baseball a part of your night. So, for Thomas Zinzarella, I'm Garrett Green, saying so long from here at Blue Wahoo Stadium. Your final score, the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 3, the Biloxi Shuckers 2. Back at it again tomorrow night at 6:35 p.m. Until then, good night.
You've been listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network. This broadcast has been brought to you by Coca-Cola, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BiloxiShuckers.com.